Greetings. This is a podcast recording for medical student members of the American College of Surgeons. Today, our topic is matching, interviewing, and ranking, brought to you by Red Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman?
Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Red Hoffman. I am currently a fellow in surgical critical care at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and I'll be moving on to complete a fellowship in hospice and palliative medicine in Asheville, North Carolina, starting next month. And I'm actually here to talk to you today about the matching process in general surgery. So let me start out by saying that general surgery remains a very competitive residency, and with a disproportionate number of medical schools to residency programs, this will continue over the next few years. With that said, there are a few ways to better your chances of being successful in the match. So the first step I recommend is to look at the National Residency Matching Program, the NRMP. They have a website which provides general match data about each specialty. Information is generally updated every year after the match is completed, so sometime in May or June. Then, as you begin to decide which specific programs you should apply to, there are two websites which you will find very useful. The American Medical Association has an online database called FREIDA, that's F-R-E-I-D-A, online, which is the most comprehensive listing of programs available. For each program, FREIDA lists the number of positions available, the USMLE Step 1 and Step 2 cutoffs for those programs, and other key program features that may be of interest to you. I'd say that the step score cutoffs are really the most important for those who need to know where it is realistic to apply. The second website to be aware of is Doximity's Residency Navigator. This tool allows you to narrow programs based on location, certain program characteristics, or the fellowship which you intend to pursue. While it can be utilized like the U.S. News and World Report rankings of undergraduate institutions or medical school, it is important to know that the rank order of these programs is based off of survey opinions of current residents and that these are not peer review statistics. I will add that truly the best resource you have are the advisors at your medical school. Your school will likely have a list of residency programs at which alumni from your school typically match. Your faculty mentors may also have connections to residency programs that may give you an extra leg up on securing an interview. Again, remember that Step 1 and Step 2 scores are the most important determinant of receiving interview offers, followed by your clerkship grades, and then your rank in your class, your letters of recommendation, your AOA status, and your research experiences. From the NRMP match data, the mean Step 1 score for matched applicants was 235 versus 218 for unmatched applicants. The probability of matching with a Step 1 score of 220 was 80%, and the probability of matching with a score above 240 was greater than 95%. The mean Step 2 score was 247 for matched applicants versus 231 for those unmatched in general surgery. There are a few other tidbits from the match data which can provide you guidance about which programs to apply to. First, you can look at each program in every state and see how many of their allotted slots actually fill. This can be helpful if you don't have access to the previous year's SOAP list from your medical school or your home institution. Second, you can look at the match results by state, specialty, and applicant type, which may be useful. This document can help you when deciding where you may want to apply, especially for international medical graduates and non-US seniors. So I'm not sure if you guys heard, but 2017 was the largest match in NRMP history. IMGs had the highest match rate in the past 5 years. As far as the main match results and data that is found on the NRMP website, it is 124 pages, but it is really a solid document filled with very useful data. There were 267 participating general surgery programs, with a total of 1,281 positions. 78.5% of the spots were filled by U.S. seniors, and 99.6% of the spots were filled in total. This left only 5 unfilled, and of note, there were only 2 remaining unfilled after the entire SOAP process was completed. A few other facts that you might find interesting are 1,005 out of 1,383 U.S. seniors matched. Surgery has maintained at about 4.5% of total match spots. 802 out of 887 U.S. seniors who matched into general surgery ranked only general surgery programs, while 278 had another specialty ranked as a backup, and 219 had surgery ranked as a backup. 48.4% of applicants matched into their first choice, which was actually the lowest percentage of applicants to match into their first choice since 1997. The 5% of applicants who went unmatched is consistent with previous averages. And just so everyone knows, programs need to rank about 5 applicants per position to fill all of their positions. And so now I want to talk a little bit about folks who end up going unmatched. There are a few mistakes that folks often make. The first mistake unmatched applicants make is being unrealistic about where to apply based off of Step 1 and Step 2 scores. The recommendation is always to apply to a few REACH programs that typically interview applicants with higher scores, but that may interview you based entirely off of your application. However, it really is important to know that the majority of programs to which you apply should be those that interview and match applicants within your range. Having sat in on many match meetings and rank meetings, it is important to know that those step cutoffs really are in use at most programs. And finally, you should have 2 to 5 safety programs that interview applicants of less competitive caliber than your application. Once you have completed your application, you will hopefully start being invited to interview at various programs. The interview process can be very stressful. One, because you have to arrange interviews that fit into your rotation schedule, and 2, because you have to pay for all of your travel. But it can actually be enjoyable if you keep an open mind throughout the process. Most students will be advised to interview at 12 to 15 programs, as this will give you the best chance of matching. From that NRMP match outcomes that I discussed before, the mean number of programs ranked by U.S. allopathic seniors who matched was 12.9 versus 6.5 by those who went unmatched. Of note, 208 applicants ranked 16 or more programs, with the majority ranking 10 or more. When ranking 11 or more programs, 90% of applicants matched. The probability increased to around 97% when applicants ranked 15 programs or greater. So again, it's all a numbers game. I'll add that if you haven't heard from programs that you really want to interview at, mid-October is a good time to reach out. This is after once the MSPE or your dean's letters are released. If you email the program director, it is best to CC the program coordinator as well. The best emails are short, but include specific details of why you would love to match at that particular program and what specific features of the program fit well with your interests. If you know anyone at the institution, now is the time to name drop. If you have any family in the city or region, it is important to let the program directors know. You have one opportunity to sell yourself, so don't leave anything out. However, remember that you are reaching out to a surgeon, so keep it concise. Interviews for general surgery have begun earlier in the year during each application cycle. The first interviews can actually occur as early as mid-October. However, the majority seem to occur in late November and December, and you may also have interviews into January. It's important to know that many applicants begin to cancel interviews towards the end of the cycle, and this provides opportunities for those who do not have enough interviews and have been waitlisted. So a second mistake that unmatched applicants make is revealing red flags during the interview. Once you have been selected for an interview, most programs will end up ranking you as long as you do not do something egregious during the interview process. This can include getting inebriated at the resident dinners that typically occur the night before your interview day, making inappropriate comments or jokes with the residents or with your interviewers, or making negative comments about your medical school or other applicants. Keep in mind, though, that the interview is as much you interviewing the program as it is the program interviewing you. While you typically should be on your best professional behavior, if you do not feel comfortable that you cannot be yourself in the program, if you did in fact match, you should not discount that feeling. So when all of your interviews are completed, the last deadline to meet is submitting your rank list. You can make it easier on yourself by creating a running list while you interview and move programs around according to how the interview goes. Many applicants find the NRMP prison application a good mobile resource for this. The app has all programs listed and allows you to input the dates of your interviews as well as 5-point scales to rate items that matter to you. There are preset items to rate, but you can also create your own personal items. The app will then average the ratings in each category for each program and make a rank list for you. You are also able to input comments that can help when there are ties or when you want to make detailed notes. Prior to the deadline for submitting rank lists, it is a good idea to reach out to one or two of your top choice programs with letters explaining why you would like to match there. You can also have your mentors call your top one or two programs to reach out to the program director. Again, when you are writing emails or having your mentors reach out, be very specific but concise. Also, I think handwritten thank you letters sent to everyone you interview with goes a long way as well. Lastly, the third mistake that unmatched applicants make is not ranking enough programs. General surgery is very competitive, and many applicants do not match every year. You should always consider that no matter where you match, you will get a good general surgery training. Otherwise, the program would not be accredited by the ECGME. There should be very few reasons not to rank all programs at which you interview. You never know where you will land on each program's list, and this gives you the best chance of matching. So in summary, I hope you found this useful. Good luck on your match. Know that everything happens for a reason, and thank you for listening.